Today is Monday, the 28th of October, the feast of St. Simon and Jude. The monks of Pluskerdon Abbey sing Ego Vos Elegi. I have chosen you out of the world so that you might go out and bear fruit, fruit that will last. As I listen to this chant, I remind myself that God calls me. However unsuitable or unworthy I may think I am, God has chosen me.
Thank you.
Today's reading is from the letter to the Ephesians.
So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints, and also members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone, in whom you also are built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God.
St. Paul often compares the church to a body in his writings, and this passage from Paul's letter to the Ephesians gives us a striking image of the human church, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. It is important that we're reminded of this from time to time. The church isn't a building, it isn't even something out there. Instead, the church is a community of believers. We are the church. Take some moments to think about how that makes you feel. Think about your own church community. Are there ways in which you could strengthen it? Are your gifts fully available to others in your community? As you listen again, listen to how Paul says the church should be, and think about your own church community. Is there a need for healing within the body? Are there tensions in the community at present?
So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints, and also members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone, in whom you also are built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God.
Give thanks today for the church, for the body of Christ as it is at the moment, and as it will be when all will be in all. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.